Father, we ask that you come and you receive our worship today, because you are the focus of our thanksgiving, our praise, our worship, our lives. And we want to bless your name. We want to glorify you. We want to say that you are good. We want to give thanks to you. We want to acknowledge all your goodness in our lives. We want to acknowledge the sacrifice on the cross. We want to acknowledge our gratitude for salvation and so much more. Amen.
Yeshu Nam, Yeshu Nam, Yeshu Nam, Yeshu Nam, Yeshu Nam, Yeshu Nam. Yeshua. Praise
amazing God, this is a good time to remember the Lord's table. Amen?
All right. It's time for breaking of bread. So the verse for today that I'm going to read from is Luke 22, 19 and 20. And he said, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. And it gave to them, saying, this is my body given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, the cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. All right, so for me, what stood out was breaking the body and shedding the blood. You know what? Jesus walked this earth in the same body like we have. You know, we always sometimes think he was so supernatural. Yes, he was supernatural. He is supernatural. But he was in the same body. And while I was preparing, you know, for this sharing, I was just so moved. So I put myself in that position. You know, be far from it. I'm comparing myself to Jesus. Just put myself there in that shoes and just think through that you have to, knowing that you're going to give up your life, you're going to endure a terrible, terrible suffering, a brutal one. And yet he did exactly what Abba Father told him. I was thinking, would I be able to do that? You know, as the days come near, would I ever be able to do or achieve what Jesus did? And yet the Bible says he laid it all down for us. Yes, and what was the motive behind? What was the real motive behind this? And John 3:16, it says, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, in English, the so is just two letters. And it cannot define the magnitude, the depth of his love for us. It just cannot. And imagine Jesus, while he was on earth, you know, in this verse, he was with 12 people. And as we read the Gospels, we know that he was with thousands and thousands. He was chased day and night. In fact, so many times he had to jump on a boat just to preach because there were so many people pressing on to him. He would sleep on a boat because the next day morning when he landed on the shore, there are already thousands waiting. Yet, in the same body that we are in, when the time came, the falling night from this verse, even the 12 deserted him. And he faced all the suffering, the endurance. He did it all alone. And yet, what was the motive was God so loved. The two letter really, really, I mean, our human mind in our infinite, finite mind cannot fathom the love that God the Father had and Jesus had. And he did exactly what he said in this verse. He laid down his life. He broke his body. That's what the bread represents today. And he shed his blood. That's what the juice represents today. So I'm going to say this. So if you're here, if you don't know Jesus as your only Savior, you know, there is a difference between knowing Jesus or hearing the word of Jesus as being another God and knowing him as your only Savior that has taken your sins away. So if you are there today, if you don't know Jesus as your only Savior, I request you to please let the elements pass by and do not miss this opportunity. Meet one of us and know about this great sacrifice and know about Jesus, what he has done for us. Amen. So I will pray and then I will ask the ushers to pass on the elements. Father God, we want to thank you, Jesus, for what you did, Lord Jesus. We may never be able to fully understand your love for us, that you came down, became man, became blood and flesh for us, and you gave it up all so that we may have a life and life eternal. And we want to thank you today morning, Jesus. We remember for what you've done for us, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name we ask and pray, Father. Amen. Yeah, the ushers can pass on the elements.
Here at your table, we remember the blood once shed on the cross. And as we partake, we remember your body broken, bruised for us.
At your table, we consider the finished work.
say.